Welcome to show number 180 of 2 Hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. Each week, I try to bring you an interesting mixture. The first hour is non-Chazonis, and the second hour is strictly Chazonis. I'm pleased to welcome some new listeners who I met last night at Motzei Shabbos at the Kumsitz at Fifth Avenue Synagogue. It was really a lot of fun, and it was great seeing many of our friends and lovers of Chazonis, old friends and new friends. I'll tell you more about the Kumsitz during the second hour. Can you believe it's almost the end of the year? Wow. Time certainly, yes, it is going by very, very quickly. At the end of the calendar year, I have to make sure I say that correctly. If you're still around and you haven't gone to Florida or wherever, you are able to listen to this, but actually you can listen any place in the world. Yeah, we have 36 countries listening every week to this music, and it's a pleasure to bring this to you. So let's get right to the music. We'll begin with a couple of old favorites, the duo Reim. This is a Mudgets medley, the duo Reim. Mudgets medley. Let's hear one more of the duo Reim. This will be Pitchuli.
Pitchuli, Sharei Tzeh.
Duo Reim with Pitkuli Sharei Tzedek. Well, Jan Pierce. Jan Pierce. Someone said Jan Pierce. I said, that doesn't sound right. I think it was Jan. let's hear a couple of Yiddish selections of Jan Pierce. This first one will be Oroshenkes Mitmandlin.
In dem Beis Hamigdash, in a winkel cheder, sitzt die Almone, was sie jen allein. Ihr ben jochet liederen, wieg sie keseider, und singt ihm zum Schlafen a liederle schön. Unter jedes Wiegere steht a klur bei Siegere. Du Siegele ist geboren Handle, das wird sein dein Maro. Rosenke mit Mangle, schlafe ihr, schlafe. In dem Lied, mein Kind, liegt viel Nervios, als du wirst einmal sein zu Seiten der Welt, als solcher wirst du sein. Alles wie uns und wirst in dem euch verdienen viel Geld. Oh, unter jedes Wiegere steht a Chlor bei Siegere. Thank you.
Jan Pierce. One more selection. This is a doodler. Let me make sure that I have the right cut here. Yes, cut number 6. Jan Pierce. A doodler. See, I've been broadcasting since 1977, and I know there are quite a few people who have been with me from the beginning when I started at FMU, the Jewish and Hebrew Sound with Larry Gordon. Good old days. Oh, how many years? 35 years? 35 years ago. If you've been listening, you know, I'm not a particular great fan of klezmer. I have to confess, I don't really understand klezmer that much. I either like it or you don't like it. And what I find is that there's the old klezmer and then there's the new klezmer. The old klezmer had a certain sound that as soon as you heard it, you knew this was something something Jewish. It had a Jewish sound. Now, there are some klezmer groups, Klezmer Conservatory Band and others that still hold true to that, but so many, many klezmer groups, in my opinion, again, my uneducated opinion, are just a bunch of guys who are jazz musicians or something like that, and they're just playing music, and then they call it klezmer. One day I'll have to dig deeper into this, find out what my problem is about it. But generally speaking, I remember walking out of a concert. It was so foreign to me. It was billed as klezmer music, and we were up in the Berkshires, and some temple there had a klezmer event. We were all excited, and I was stuck. I remember there was no break, and I was in the middle of an aisle, and I just couldn't. I wanted to leave, and I couldn't. It was a whole story. Anyway, enough about that. Let's hear some of the old klezmer. We'll start with, it's not old, but it was sort of towards the end of that that period that I guess I would call old. No, that's Musiker. This is Dave Tarras. This is old. This is 1925, and it's Dave Tarras with Dem Trisker Rebbens Chusid. Thank you. 1925, Dave Tarras, of course. You do know about Dave Tarras. Wonderful, wonderful clarinetist. I do have a lot of his recordings. I'll have to start playing that. Now, this is an interesting one from 1929. It's the Art Schreyer's Orchestra. It's called Dem Rebbe's Tanz, The Rabbi's Dance. And it's interesting. They give the instruments, a cornet, a second cornet, violin, clarinet, flute, trombone, piano, banjo, tuba, drums, and vocals. Translation. We're going to see the rabbi dance with our own eyes. And then, will everyone come to the dance? Here comes the rabbi himself. He's coming. Klezmer, play as you've never played before. Yay, yay, yay. Okay, let's hear this. Art Schreyer's Orchestra,
1929. Eure Babbe, alle Hube sehen Sie dem Tanz.
Oi, 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 I do Kinder, the Rebbe allein, a Kinder allein. Klezmer, spielt jetzt, wie hört noch kein Mann nicht gespielt.
Ja, 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 ja.
Oi, Freiler, Freiler, Freiler.
La, 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 la.
One more. Now, again, this is not an educated comment, if you will. It's just a gut thing. You had Tarras and you had Sam Musiker, who's the next performer. Sam Musiker is from 1952. So I guess in the 50s, it was sort of a crossroads to the old klezmer sound, to the new klezmer sound, and sort of bridging it in between. still somewhat true to klezmer, of course, was Gyura Feidman, and there are others. I guess I'll have to have Henry Spasnik back on to have a whole discussion about klezmer. We did an interview maybe 15 years ago. So let's hear a 1952 recording of Hamisher Bulgar with Sam Musicar. Sam Musicar. I said Musicar, Musicar. Okay, well, there's the Snowbirds, and some of you are listening down in Florida. Now, Freddie Roman, his stage name is Roman, but Kirschenbaum is his real name. And in this bit about Florida, I think...
A call
talks,
from Long Island.
No, that's not the one. This is... Not a call from Long Island. That we're going to play when it's snowing. You all know that one. Let's hear Freddie Roman talking about Florida.
Calls his mother in Florida. She says, "Hello." He said, "Mom, what's the matter?" She said, "I'm very weak." He said, "Why are you weak?" She said, "I haven't eaten in 44 days. He said, "Why didn't you eat in 44 days? She said, "I didn't want to have food in my mouth in case you call." Because Florida is no longer a southern state. Florida is a suburb of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Well, here's what happened to Florida. Nice, normal people from the north got older and colder. They said, "We're going to Florida." And the exodus began down I-95. Covered wagons with mink coats flying. And these nice, normal people got to Florida. Something happened to them. They became wackos. For example, the entire state of Florida goes out for dinner 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The early bird special. The state bird of Florida is the early bird. And why do they go for the early bird? Because retired people are smart. They are not going to spend $5 more for the same piece of fish just because it's dark out. So they go for the early bird, but they plan that day. They get up for breakfast 4:30 in the morning. Lunch is 7:45. 3 o'clock, they're ready to kill. And how do I know? My parents moved there 16 years ago. My dad was 73, my mom 71. They bought a condominium. They got a 30-year mortgage. And we wonder why banks are failing all over this country. They moved to a community called Sunrise Lakes, Florida. Phase 3, building 95. Bell and Harry Kirschenbaum. See, when I went into show business, my whole family changed their name to Kirschenbaum. My folks were there 2 weeks. I called my dad. I said, how do you like retirement? He said, I love it. Why didn't you tell me to do it before? 2 weeks later, I called. He said, get me the hell out of here. I said, why? He said, I'm married to your mother 48 years. I'm retired 4 weeks. In these 4 weeks, I talked more to this woman than I did in 48 years. I have nothing left to say to her. Now that I talked to her, I found out I don't care for her. Well, they fight. Oh, they fight. Retired people fight. And fighting is good for them. It kills a couple of hours. And why do they fight? They're not busy. If my mother didn't change banks, she would have nothing to do.
Changing banks, that's a great one. Remember the days when they used to give you a toaster or something if you changed? Okay, Yehuda Green. Let's hear Yehuda Green with Im Eshkachech.
Shut up. לך ימיני אם לא יעלה סירושלים פרוי שמחה שיא אם לא יעלה
Yehuda Green. Some of you are familiar with Yehuda. He is involved with the Kalbach Shul. Let's hear his rendition of Reb Shlomo's Kiddush. This is Yehuda Green.
שמיים ואורץ וכל צבורון ואחד הלויקים בים השביעים מלאכתו ישר עושו ואיש בוז ביום השביעים מכל מלאכתו אשר עושו ויברך הלויקים אס יום השביעי ויקד אישו כי בשבס מיקו מלאכתוי אשר בורו אלוהיקים לעשוי ברוך אתו אשר אלוהיקנו מלך העולם בוואי רפרי ברוך אתה השם אלוהינו מלך העולם אשר קידשנו במצווה עשינו ולצוונו ושבת קודשי באבו ורצוי ננחילנו זיכרון למעשה בראשית כי הוא יום תחילה למקרא קודש זכר ליציאת מצרים כי באנו בחרתו ועשנו קידשתו מכל העמים בשבת קודשך בעוון רצוי הנחלתנו ברוך אתה השם מקדש השבת
Babylonian. Is it Bavel? Yeah. Okay, Yehuda Green.
Al Nahois Bavel שם יושבו גם בוכינו בזוכרנו אסציון על ארץ בובל שם יושבו גם בוכינו בזוכרנו אסציון shir tzion Ech no shir Hashir Hashem Ech no shir Hashir Hashem Al admas necho
Two selections are from an album called Shoresh. Don't know too much about Shoresh, but some nice music. This first selection will be Habain. Shoresh.
Habain, Yakir Li. Yakir Li Ephraim Yeled Shashumi
Shame. יקיר לי
tell you about Shoresh. All compositions written and performed by Jeff Braverman and Jonathan Rimberg. The album came out in 1997, so that's 15 years ago. Next selection that we'll hear from this album is Adon Olam.
Adon Olam, Adon Olam, Adon Olam, Adon Olam, Hashem Alam. Terem kol yetzir nivra ve'ein nasa bechefzo kol azay melech shemo nikra. Kichlot hakol levado yimloch nora vehu haya
והוא הווה והוא יהיה בתפארה אדון עולם אשר אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא והוא אחד ואין שני להכבירה בלי ראשית בלי תכלית ולא האוס והמשרה אדון עולם אשר אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא
אדון עולם אדון עולם והוא כלי וחי גואלי וצור חדלי וצרה והוא ניסי
Umanosli
menat kosi Veyom ekra Adon olam Asher asher malach Beterem kol Yetzir nivra
Beyato Afkid ruchi Be'etisha Ve'ayira
Ve'im ruchi Kevi'ati Hashem li Ve'lo'ira
Well, this brings to the end of the first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is show number 180 already, December 24th, 2012. I guess next year, let's see, 30 days past September, April, June, November. Oh, no, no. The last show will be the last day of the year. So stay tuned for an hour of Chazonis. And this is Charlie Bernhout, cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone. Stay tuned for an hour of Chazonis.